So many people are afraid of rejection or failure, but without failure, you have no success.
What was the one that stung the most as far as failures?
What stung the most? Biggest failure? I had a TV show called The Big House, got picked up by ABC. They told me that we were going to do 12 episodes, flew me down to New York. This is the biggest news ever. I'm about to be rich. Holy sh! I'm 22. I got a TV show. I'm writing, executive producing, starring in the show. You know what? No, I'm not just going to go down there by myself. We got to bring the cast. They said, nope, Kevin, we only flying you. I said, well, I'm going to pay for the cast to come. I took my own money, flew them all down to New York. Get to New York, put on my suit. People taking pictures of me walking out. This is the best thing ever. Holy sh! I'm famous. This is what it is. I get to the upfronts. Upfronts are where they announce your TV show. It's a slew of shows. They're announcing their time slots. I'm next. They're about to announce The Big House. Somebody puts their hand on my chest and says, Kevin, wait. They talk in the earpiece. They said, nope, I'm standing with him right now. I'm like, what's going on? What do they want me to do? You know, they want me to go on the other side or something. And he goes, okay, I'll tell them. They canceled. They're not going to pick you up. You got to step back. And I was like, wait, that don't sound right. Literally that fast, they sent me home. They were like, you got to just go home. TV show got picked up 6 months later for 6 episodes. The 3rd episode's aired. They canceled the show again. I got the show canceled twice in a 6-month period, which has never been done before. I booked about 3 more pilots. Got canceled. There was a show called John Stamos' Show. He was a publicist. And they wanted me as a series regular. The show was going great. Ratings were good. Put me on the show. Show got canceled. I'm now just sitting out here doing nothing. I ain't had no money. Borrowing money left and right. I decided to say, fuck it. I said, I'm just going to do stand-up comedy and focus on my craft. And I slaved the road for about 5 years, doing the same circuit over and over again. What I had to understand was that you're not in competition with anybody but yourself. I had to understand that if I'm going to stay true to what I feel that I can do, then I need to be the one to convince myself that this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
But a lot of people, Kev, don't have that bounce back.
That's why you don't have a lot of people that, you know, make it to a certain successful point in life. Because a lot of people, can give up. It's easy to give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. I ain't going. I ain't gonna keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm gonna do the same thing again today, but I'm gonna try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world.
What sparked the idea to do stadiums? It was watching these performers. Beyonce's, Jay-Z's, Justin Timberlake, Taylor Swift. You look at all these musicians, and they go out and they put on these big productions. They put on these big shows. And I was like, nobody does that for comedy. You know, everybody does the same thing when it comes to stand-up comedy. They come out, it's a microphone, and it's a curtain. You know, so I said, what if I make my shows an event? What if I put a production behind my shows? What if I bring a different level of creativity to stand-up comedy to almost make it a rock and roll-like event? And it was a vision that I had that I shared. Some people didn't understand, which made me go and say, "Get, I'll do it myself." You know, that's where having the mindset to literally gamble on yourself, do what you want to do, always comes in handy. Because sometimes being a visionary isn't something that everybody can identify with. You know, sometimes people only see one way and down one street. I saw a street that opened up into so many different paths and different lanes, and I just wasn't afraid to take the chance. And the football stadium was also groundbreaking. You know, I don't want to do something and not be known for what I did in my generation. I want to stand out. So why not try to make history, which is why I did the football stadium. You know, 53,000 people is nothing to be frowned upon, but what you got to look at is a comedian has never done it. So it was all about making a stamp and an imprint in today's generation. Here's what I've learned, though. I think the people that have made those mistakes and that have went through those crazy changes within this business are people that have put themselves in a position to not grow. I think you go through it at one point, but then you go, oh, this is bad. I messed up one time. I don't want to mess up again. I went through my period. I got my DUI. I was out. I was drunk every night. I was chasing different women every day of the week. I did that. I saw that it got me nowhere, and then I got focused, and I saw where getting focused got me. So why go backwards? You're supposed to progress. You're not supposed to digress. The man that I am today is a much more developed man than I was yesterday, and I just don't see myself
wanting to ever lose that. I want to continue to be a dope example for what people can look at and go, wow, look where he came from, look at where he is now.
If you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, you can get your business taxes done for you with a full-service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. And you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts.
People got choices. I hate that people act like they don't have a choice. You know, you got a choice in any and everything you do. Here's one thing that I'll say to your listeners, and when I say it, just think about it. Do you know how much energy and time it takes to be angry? Do you know how much time it takes to hold a grudge? To really muster up the energy to hold on to a grudge? I don't like you. Every time I see you, I gotta let you know I don't like you. I don't like you. That's energy.
Right.
That's
feels
energy
bad
that
too.
I'm throwing all this stuff your way. And that's energy that I could use to go into something else. Like when I think about my time, I think about my energy. I think about my efforts. How much time and energy do I really have? And how much do I want to put into stuff that's not going to affect me on a day-to-day basis?
It's just negative. Just nonsense.
Nonsense. I mean, what, I don't have the time for it. That's why the negativity that I have received, I respond with kindness. Any entertainer with longevity always gets the question of what now? Oh my God, Chelsea had a great show today. What now?
Right.
What are you gonna do now? What now? Oh my God, last season was great. What now? What are we gonna do now? What do you wanna do? Chelsea, your last stand-up tour was amazing. What now? It's a question that you should never stop getting, but you should also never stop having an answer for it. So I made it the title because in all of my stand-up, I've put my life and my life experiences in it. You've seen me grow from grown little man to seriously funny, to laugh in my pain, to let me explain, to now what now? Well, I'm always trying to outdo myself. So I pose the question for everyone else. What now with you? I know what I'm doing. I know the direction I'm going in. But I love to inspire and to motivate. So that question should be a question that everybody gets after school, after work, after any and everything you do. What now? And it's just big. It's just so simple, but yet so complex. I don't think people really put a full understanding into the meaning of the answer to what now. It should just be ongoing. So my career is ongoing, just like the question of what now. You know, I think we all take body blows in the entertainment business. There's always something that happens that makes you go, oh, like, damn. Like, there's moments where you got to take the knee. Lucian was the first person to put me down to where I had to take a knee. He told me that I needed to find something else to do. You know, it was that blunt. I got off stage. I had a great set. You know, granted, my material wasn't great material. I'm new. I'm green. But I had a great set. The crowd enjoyed me. And I thought that I was going to the back to talk to him about coming to the comic strip and doing spots. And instead, it was just, I don't see it. I don't see this being your craft. You know, I think that you should definitely look into doing something else because this isn't it. This isn't for you. And that's the first time that I heard that. But I had a guy like Keith that I was so close to that I told him, and I'm expecting Keith to be like, damn, Lucian said that. It's something. And Keith was like, Lucian. Like, it was so nonchalant, and it rolled off his back. And when I saw that, I was like, I was still affected by it, but I was like, man, I don't know how he's acting like this is no big deal. This is me. This is my career. It is a big deal. Then we get down to the cellar, and everybody there is just, so what? Whatever. And we all were so vicious to each other, and we all were so mean to each other, but what we really did was
prepare each other for the word no that could come at any possible time. We made each other comfortable with the fact that we were okay. We're going to be okay.
One thing that you better stay true to in this business is relationships. You know, you're going to meet a lot of people. And in Hollywood, everybody appears to be real, man, but it's a facade. You got to be a great character and a great judgment of character. You know, everybody loves you when things are going great, but you really get to see who you are and who the real people around you are when things aren't. And those people that you can tell are real, you hold on to. You know, you stay true to those relationships because there's going to come to a point where you go, damn, what do I have out here? What substance do I have out here? If it's not a party, if it's not a nightclub, if you're not in a relationship, what matters? It's only going to be about a good 5 or 6 people that actually matter. And those 5 or 6 people are going to be there for you whenever you need them. And the favors that I called on, those are long-term relationships, man. But I don't have many. You know, I got friends in the business that are really my friends, but I pride myself on the 10 to 12 that I have because they're genuine. They're real. Everything else just comes off as an associate. It's something that moves when you move in a high and buy. But those real ones are real for a reason because when you call, they respond.